Psalm 139 is our Old Testament reading today. It's known as a Psalm of David. Verses 1 through, and I'm going to include verse 19. O Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when I am far away. You chart the path ahead of me, and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I am going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You both proceed and follow me. You place your hand of blessings on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to know. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in the utter seclusion, and I was woven together in the dark and in the womb. You saw me before I was born, and every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. Oh, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They are innumerable. And in verse 18, I can't count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me. And a challenge in verse 19. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. Amen. May God add his blessing to reading and hearing of Psalm 139, or at least most of it, 19 verses. But it's all about creativity. And I know that we all think about the human anatomy sometimes. And Psalm 119 just gives us a glimpse of God's creative genius. Who could conceive and design the intricacies of the human body? And then move into the complexities of the human mind. Who could dream of being that would be something like God, yet not being God? Who could choose God and walk with him? That's our challenge. We need to choose God and walk with him. Then we will live with him forever. So the next time you wiggle your little finger, take a step, or even have a dream, or enjoy a meal, stand in awe and praise him for making us so marvelously, and then allowing us to have a relationship with him. Amen. Well, God bless. Hope and pray you're having a good day. Hope to see you in church sometime soon, 11 o'clock. God bless. Bye-bye.